local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 2 hours and, two hours and 47 minutes. Thank you. Yeah. I have a slight case of dyslexia when I look at the clock here in the studio. We appreciate you tuning in so much and making us part of your afternoon and evening. It's basically a holiday, feels like, around here. Because there's like three people in the office today.
I know. I noticed that. I'm like, well,
everybody else was gone by like a 1 o'clock except for me. And of course, Chris over in the Cat Country studio and then you as well. So it's got that little holiday feel here. Hopefully, roads aren't too bad. Of course, you may be heading to your weekend destination. So we'll get you there as safe as we can. Text line is 850-437-1620. If you'd like to weigh in on anything that we talk about today, or if you've got any traffic tips as well, you can either text us or call us at 850-262-6111. As we get started, we'll go over today's top three stories. We start with the Israeli military today saying it's recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. Here's Lisa Taylor.
In a statement this morning, Israeli Defense Forces identified the three hostages as 30-year-old Ryan Hernandez, 59-year-old Michelle Nissenbaum, and 42-year-old Hanan Hablanka. The IDF says their remains were recovered overnight at a camp in northern Gaza that saw intense combat. Over 120 people are still being held hostage by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, a married couple from the U.S. who were serving as missionaries to Haiti, killed by gang members there yesterday. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker announced the news on Facebook, saying the missionaries were his daughter and son-in-law, Davy and Natalie Lloyd. They worked for Missions in Haiti Incorporated, which has been operated by Davy Lloyd's parents for over 20 years. And Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine is asking for a special state legislature session to get President Biden on the ballot. Yesterday, Governor DeWine suggested that the House and Senate should meet next week to pass a fix for a timing conflict that's keeping Biden off of the general election candidate listings. The issue stems from a rule in the Ohio Revised Code that requires officials to certify ballots 90 days before elections, making the deadline August 7th, while Biden's nomination won't be official until the DNC on August 19th. So we'll see if House and Democrats come together to get the president on the ballot in the great state of Ohio. 4:15, we'll take a break here for national news yet. Traffic and weather together. Austin, how are you on this fine Friday?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I'm already counting down the minutes to the final bumper music of the evening tonight.
Yeah, I made sure to already go ahead and put that in. Yes. So, yeah, we're already looking forward to it. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Way Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, just a few spots of note. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, passing Pine Forest Road, if you're passing over that area there, we do have some backups that are basically going to back you up to 9 Mile Road. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just some evening traffic. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound approaching I-10, we've got some problems going both ways there. And the last major spot's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and headed into downtown Milton.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. The state attorney's office today says a Pensacola man found guilty of killing his roommate nearly 2 years ago. A jury found James Hicks guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 65-year-old Terry Joe Williams. Prosecutors say after killing Williams, Hicks staged a scene to make it look as if she had drowned herself in a small garden pond in the front yard. Following the verdict, bond was revoked and Hicks will remain jailed until sentenced. He's facing a possible life sentence for that. Also, Escambia County Commissioner's not moving forward with a proposed rule that would have made it illegal to fish or swim at a public boat or kayak launch this week. The proposed restriction drew criticism from residents in Perdido's Inarrarity Point.
I'm never going to vote to keep you from enjoying the shoreline there, to sitting at that table, to swinging on the swing, or swimming where you want to swim. I'm never, ever going to do that, ever. Just want to make sure that's clear. There's some misinformation out on social media, but as long as I'm the commissioner, people can enjoy Inarrarity Point Park and Galvez Landing.
Commissioner Jeff Bragosh there. The commissioners voted to table that proposal while they get more community input. A Foley couple accused of illegally selling hangout festival passes. Susan and John Long were arrested last weekend during the festival. Susan is reportedly an employee of the festival and had acquired extra employee wristbands, listed them for sale on Facebook Marketplace. An undercover officer messaged Long and arrested her when she showed up to sell the passes. The couple's attorney says he's never seen charges brought forward in an incident like this. A hearing is set for next month. This is interesting. I thought that when I first read this, I thought that it was illegal, like meaning like they had created their own fake passes. This sounds like they're just scalping tickets that they already had.
That's become weird. An increasingly common thing.
Yeah.
And, it sounds like that is what they're doing, but I don't know, man.
It's coming. I guess technically they're employee wristbands. I don't know. That's an interesting one. I'm have to look up a little bit more on that because, I mean, if an employee has gotten additional wristbands for her to use, I mean, I suppose maybe there's some sort of rule or regulation from Hangout Fest that says, hey, you're not authorized to sell them, but I'm not sure what that would unless they said they've tipped off the local police and say, hey, if you see any employee wristbands on the market, that's not allowed. But I mean, still, it's kind of like I'm kind of with the attorney on this, that it's like, hey, this is basically like scalping tickets that you already have. But I don't know. That's interesting there. 420, I digress. We'll take a break. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about the vacancy in District 4, including I just yesterday got all of the names from the governor's office of people who applied for the Escambia District 4 open commission seat. First to report that, and you can read their statements and see the names on our Facebook page. You want to check that out. Also had an extended conversation about the 60 Minutes interview with Pope Francis. Very interesting stuff. And a conversation about retention ponds and zoning issues on the wrap. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Counting down to the weekend. Of course, you probably already started your weekend, and congratulations to you if so. Not jelly. All right, so last time we were talking over local news, and I went and read the Fox 10 report here. There was a Foley couple who were arrested for misdemeanor operating a business without a license, centered around employee hangout festival passes that they were trying to sell on Facebook. An undercover officer said, "Hey, I'm interested." And then they said, "All right, we'll meet at the festival." And then they got arrested there. So here's the report reading this from Fox 10. Detective Carl Wittstruck says that police became aware that Susan Long had acquired employee wristbands, giving access to all aspects of the music festival, put them up for sale, blah, blah, blah. He said, "Police ordinarily would not be concerned with people selling tickets they had purchased," but he added investigators consider it a different matter when it comes to employee passes. She didn't have any rights to four or five additional tickets or wristbands. In the version I read, it said that Susan Long was reportedly an employee. I don't see that in this report, so I'm not so sure on that. I guess, yeah, they had an issue with the employee passes that were on sale that were specified as such. So, Okay. All right. All right. Very good. 425, Austin, what's the story on the roads?
Well, the first story is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4 and 5 year olds for kindergarten. You can register now enrolling at PCA.com. The area's premier kindergarten learning program. Again, that's Pensacola Christian Academy. Let's see, looking here, there was really only, I think, two or three major spots in our first traffic update. That appears to still be the case now. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, this is if you're passing over Pine Forest Road, we've got some pretty heavy congestion in that area. It's basically backing up towards 9 Mile. Speaking of Pine Forest and 9 Mile, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest, approaching 9 Mile Road, or southbound on Pine Forest, coming from 9 Mile Road, we do have some heavy congestion going both ways there. The last major spot is just going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our forecast for the weekend.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend, with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday, so it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Looking at our state headlines today, state parks across Florida free to residents starting today. Admissions have been suspended through Memorial Day for nearly 200 parks and thousands of nature trails in the state. Governor DeSantis making that announcement late last month when he also signed off on the Summer of Freedom sales tax holiday.
And a man suspected of shooting and wounding a sheriff's deputy early this morning is under arrest. Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells says the deputy is hospitalized but in stable condition.
I just want to thank God for protecting my deputies.
Wells says that 40-year-old Sean Calcutti crashed his car at a nursing home on Cortez Road early morning, then shot an employee before wounding a deputy who responded after leaving an off-duty job.
An officer in the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office off the job following his arrest. Deputy Alan Lesage is accused of using a law enforcement database to run license plates at an apartment complex where his ex-girlfriend lives. Lesage is charged with one count of offenses against computer users, a third-degree felony. He has since resigned from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
And forecasters are watching a disturbance that's producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms in the waters of the southwestern Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says a low-pressure system is expected to form later today in an area near Bermuda, but it's being given a low chance of developing into anything stronger.
National news. Families of four Marines who died in an Osprey helicopter crash in California are suing Boeing, Rolls-Royce, and Bell Textron. They're the makers of that aircraft. The lawsuit accuses the companies of negligence and says they failed to make truthful statements to the government and to service members about the design, operation, and safety of the aircraft.
And Hunter Biden is in a pre-trial hearing this morning ahead of his federal gun charges case. At the hearing, prosecutors and Biden's lawyers will discuss the evidence they plan to present during next month's trial. They will also address witnesses that they plan to call to the stand. The trial is expected to start on June 3rd.
Governor Newsom in California today signing a new law that lets Arizona doctors perform abortions for their patients in California. Licensed Arizona doctors who have performed an abortion in the last 2 years can apply for a temporary California license. If they qualify, they'll be able to provide abortions and abortion-related care through November 30th. The law lets providers work in California while the repeal of Arizona's near-total abortion ban takes effect.
And three U.S. soldiers were injured while working on the Gaza pier. One had injuries serious enough to need a medical evacuation to Israel, the Pentagon said. This is the first such incident for U.S. service members bringing humanitarian assistance to Gaza through a pier. The three soldiers sustained non-combat-related incidents at sea, and the U.S. military completed a pier off the coast of Gaza earlier this month to get humanitarian aid into the area.
Today, the U.S. renewing its severe do-not-travel warning for Venezuela. The State Department says citizens visiting the country must understand its government, quote, has no ability to provide emergency services to U.S. citizens who find themselves in trouble. The travel advisory notice, which is the most severe the agency can issue, warns of crime, civil unrest, and kidnapping. Venezuela's government is strengthening its alliances with Cuba, Russia, Iran, and China. That's a look at our national headlines there. We'll recap today's top stories and move on to sports headlines, health, business, and science, and the lighter headlines in the next half hour. Friday edition, a Friday Memorial Day weekend edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Regani. Expect crowded airports this Memorial Day weekend. Fox's Grady Trimble's at Reagan Washington National Airport.
AAA says that this Memorial Day weekend will be the busiest at airports since 2005. More than 3.5 million Americans expected to get on a plane. The travel booking app Hopper says airfare for Memorial Day weekend averaged $260 for a round trip.
The Biden administration is releasing fuel from an emergency reserve as the summer driving system kicks into high gear. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
Karine Jean-Pierre is saying with Memorial Day weekend and the start of the summer driving season around the corner, the Biden-Harris administration is taking action to lower gas prices with the sale of 1 million barrels of gasoline from the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks closed out of all of the week on a note. While the Dow Jones Industrials managed only a 4-point gain, the S&P 500 jumped 36 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite soared 184, or 0.1%, to record a fresh closing high, about 80 points shy of the 17,000 level. Shares of NVIDIA pushed higher yet again, extending yesterday's rally. The chipmaker, which reported another blowout quarter late Wednesday, saw its shares add another 2.6% today. NVIDIA stock has more than doubled in price year to date. It's up 121%. Job cuts at Lucid Motors, the electric vehicle maker, said today it'll reduce its workforce by 6%, or about 400 employees. This as EV makers grapple with slower than expected demand.
In a company-wide email, CEO Peter Rawlinson said the cuts will impact employees at all levels, but will not impact the hourly manufacturing and logistics workforce. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmith Taiju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Maggie Gray with a Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. Broncos head coach Sean Payton says Bo Nix is further along than most rookies, and we should probably expect that. Nix is 24 years old with 61 college starts under his belt, the most a quarterback in NCAA history. While older quarterbacks entering the draft have had mixed results, the combination of Nix and Payton could provide instant results. I'm Maggie Gray.
Todd is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Todd, and I live in Georgia. I'm a veteran of 23 years. I love to give back to the community, whether it's my fellow veterans, some guy on the street corner. I offer what I can, when I can. I started noticing that my memory was slipping, and I wanted to take proactive measures to try to help that. I saw a Prevagen commercial and I did some research on it and I wanted to find out, does this stuff really work? I started taking Prevagen about 3 years ago. Since taking Prevagen, I feel clearer in my thoughts, my memory has improved, and generally just more on point.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's basically the same as it has been so far this hour. We've got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing Pine Forest Road. It's basically going to have you backed up close to 9 Mile, but it's nothing too severe at this time. Speaking of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some backups there still. And the same if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest coming from 9 Mile. That area is also dealing with some minor issues. Last main spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather for Memorial Day weekend looks about the same as it has around here for the last several days. So look for some sunshine, just a few scattered clouds in the skies, and really not much of a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas have a 20% chance that a shower or storm will pop up at the most, 20% at the most. So enjoy the weekend. Highs will be in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly run between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan and Austin, for that. Appreciate that. 4:38. Austin, what's happening in sports this tonight and this weekend?
Well, we've got several things going on. Starting with tonight, it's going to be, let's see here, I'll try to go in order. We got Braves at Pirates at 5:40 and Rays versus Royals at 5:50. Those are MLB games that we'll give some updates on later on this evening. And we've also got Panthers at Rangers at 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's the Eastern Conference Finals and the NHL playoffs there. In the NBA playoffs, it's Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Mavs at Timberwolves. That's going to be at 7:30 on TNT. And then there's another MLB game on tonight. It's not televised, but it's a local team. So if you're interested, Marlins at Diamondbacks at 8:40. Keep an eye out for that. And then at 9 on ION of all channels, it's the Fever at Sparks in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark and the Fever are looking for their first win of the season, currently sitting at 0-5. So that's what's going on tonight. We also have the top tennis players in the world meeting on the clay courts for the French Open starting this weekend. Help me out here. Novak Djokovic. Yay, yeah, look at me. Begins the tournament as the top seed, while Iga Świątek.
Świątek.
Oh, my goodness. You can tell it's not an American game, at least not as far as I'm concerned. That's going to be she's going to be looking to defend her title as the top seed. Third seed, Coco Gauff, that's easy, is the highest seeded American. Wow, I didn't even try to set myself up for that joke. And also, this is just a headline here that definitely has room for discussion. A new deal between the NCAA and the country's five biggest conferences could pave the way to student athletes being paid. Yesterday, the NCAA announced a tentative agreement to a series of antitrust lawsuits, which could direct millions of dollars to college athletes via schools as soon as the fall of 2025. The long and short of this is it's basically the confirmation of what a lot of people think is ruining college football.
How will I ever watch college football ever again?
Yeah, this is just basically, it makes the highest recruits at the biggest schools. It just kind of makes a bit of a bidding war. But I said it last week, I think, when we were talking about Florida with this.
This isn't how the way it was back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, back then they did it illegally. No, but it's just like, this is just going to be something like a desperate school forks out a lot of money. And if it's anything like Texas A&M,
they should go to college for an education.
Well, the thing is, if they go to a school like Texas A&M or something, I'm not even saying this as a pun, they're probably going to underperform anyway.
Should do it for the love of the game.
Yes, yes. In a perfect world, that is why
for
they would
free.
Do it. Yeah.
Their scholarship is all they need.
You sound a lot like a university president right about now. Particularly at an SEC school, but who knows? Maybe that's just my interpretation. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think? In all seriousness, old head aside, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, listen, I
kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah. Good for the student athlete.
Yes. No. That is absolutely true. It is good for the student athlete. I don't know why I said yes, no there.
Yeah.
But it is, no. That's absolutely true. As I said, I think this is something that's going to affect some players at some schools. I don't think this is the end of college football as we know it, though. I think that's just a mild inconvenience, personally, that we, as I said, we knew it was coming.
I have a much bigger problem with the conference realignment, to be honest with you.
I agree with that, but even as a fan, like, I personally kind of like seeing, like, Wake Forest, for example. I got my Wake Forest jersey on. I like seeing them face new opponents. Like, if we develop, like, a rivalry with, like, Cal, that would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Schedule it non-conference.
Nah, that's too hard. Well, we're going to save that for, like, Elon. Okay. We're going to save that for the big dogs.
All right. let's see. Health, business, and science notes today. Just 1 in 4 Americans say a college degree is very important to get a well-paying job. A Pew Research survey says 40% do not believe it's important to get a degree to secure a well-paying job. Republicans were more likely than Democrats to say they think college degrees are less important than they were 20 years ago. Researchers say many have doubts about whether the high cost is worth it.
Yeah, we've kind of touched on a headline or two about this sort of thing in the past. Not a huge surprise. I mean, obviously, college degrees are helpful, but as far as, you know, do they guarantee a foot in the door? Obviously not. And I think we touched on like how master's degrees aren't as, they don't mean as much as they used to. It's like, well, yeah, or they're not worth it. It's like, well, yeah, you're going to be paying more money and you're still not guaranteed to get anything. The CDC is warning people not to kiss or snuggle their backyard poultry. The agency says 109 people across 29 states reported getting sick after contact with their ducks, chickens, and turkeys. The salmonella germs can get into your mouth and make you sick. It adds that if you must touch your animals, immediately wash your hands after.
Texter chimed in on the college football thing.
Oh, really?
And I asked the question. I asked the question to them, and I'll ask it publicly. So the texter says, "Can I do not care for it. It has ruined the purity of the sport." To which my natural question is, when is the last time the sport was pure?
Yeah, that's
when
a fair question.
When is that?
I don't know. I mean, we have stories like Reggie Bush for a reason.
Is it 10 years ago? Is it 15, 20, 25? Or do we got to go all the way back to like when Red Grange was patrolling, you know, the Champaign, Illinois fields back in the 20s before the NFL was a thing?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I know we're talking about finances here, but it's like just as far as violations. I mean, why do you think SMU got the death penalty back in like the 80s or something? It's like because they broke the rules. Like there's always been rules broken and stuff. And now this is just saying, hey, here's a big rule that we're not enforcing anymore.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Again, like, I mean, there's, you bring up the SMU thing, and one of my favorite sports documentaries is the Pony Excess 30 for 30, where it talks about SMU. And like everybody there who was interviewed and who was involved in big time college football back when it was the Southwest Conference at the time said, look, Texas, you know, TCU was not the only school doing this. They were the school that got caught.
Yes.
Because, yeah, the NCAA, you know, busted them one time and then two times and then three times and then they didn't stop. But I mean, you know, like money was flying around, you know, Eric Dickerson, the recruiting story of his gold Trans Am that everybody called the Trans A&M because everybody knew that's where it came from. You know, it's when is college football been pure? Not in my lifetime.
No, I definitely see what you're saying, because this stuff has happened behind closed doors all the time. We hear about vacated wins and NCAA violations and being put on probation. We hear about it constantly. 4:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some minor issues on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound passing over Pine Forest Road. Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling southbound towards I-10, got some problems there still. The last major spot, we do have some backups actually worsening a bit. This is going to be on Navarre Parkway. This is, just east of Highway 87 near the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. So be on the lookout for that immediate vicinity. But once again, nothing too severe. And then the last main spot is going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday, so it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Continuing on here with our health, business, and science notes today. Wall Street closing in the green to cap what was a volatile week. Markets, of course, will be closed for Memorial Day. The closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 4 points to 3969, S&P 500 gaining 36, and the NASDAQ climbed 184 points to 16920.
And thousands of doctors from across the country have shot a letter to the Supreme Court asking justices to uphold a federal law that allows emergency room abortions when they're needed to stabilize patients.
We don't have time for this decision to go to the hospital ethics board or the hospital legal team to figure out if anyone's going to get arrested.
They say these life-or-death situations happen more than people realize, but the Dobbs decision made it more complicated. The campaign, organized by the Committee to Protect Healthcare, argues that doctors need the right to practice medicine without political interference.
Pop culture notes today, the filmmaker behind the documentary Super Size Me has died. The family of Morgan Spurlock announced he died yesterday at the age of 53. His film, where he conducted the experiment that saw him eat only food from McDonald's for 30 days, was a huge hit in 2004, earning $22 million against a $65,000 budget. Wow. During the experiment, Spurlock said he gained 25 pounds and suffered from liver dysfunction. Have you ever seen that? Super Size Me?
I've heard of it, never seen it. Okay. Man. The only food from McDonald's for 30
only
days.
Only food from McDonald's, and he had to get the supersize, which, what is it called now? Do they have, like, because Wendy's used to have Biggie, the Biggie Frosty, the Biggie Fry, and the McDonald's when I was growing up, it was supersize. So anytime he would go to McDonald's, if they asked him, hey, would you like to supersize, he had to say yes.
Yes. man, I've always heard that, like, Americans have, like, a very big, like, portion control, relatively speaking, to other places in the world. And, we have the supersize option. So, yeah, we're really in a league of our own. For all the wrong reasons in that case. A famous dog has died. Kabosu, I think is how you say it, was the sideways glancing Shiba Inu dog who became the logo for the Dogecoin cryptocurrency and was one of the most iconic memes on the internet. If you're my age, and I'm sure if you're Joe's as well, you definitely remember that.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, that was a cringy time. The dog's owner, Japanese kindergarten teacher Atsuko Sato, posted on a blog today that the dog had died peacefully in his sleep this morning. He was 18 years old. I thought it was a girl.
I guess not. Mm, the next film in the Knives Out franchise announced today. The third installment, titled Wake Up Dead Man, will release in 2025. A teaser trailer confirms Daniel Craig will return as Detective, I believe it's Benoit Blanc. I have not seen the film.
Benoit.
The teaser also making reference to the first two films, Knives Out and Glass Onion, and it'll be distributed by Netflix.
And the upcoming Marvel Studios film Deadpool and Wolverine is already breaking records. The film set a new mark for first-day advance ticket sales on an R-rated film. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise made between $8 and $9 million when tickets went on sale on Monday. The film also marks the first R-rated movie released by Marvel and Disney. Deadpool and Wolverine hits theaters on July 26th.
Yeah, I'll go see that one.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be good.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break there, looking at our recap of the day's top stories. Wacky stories and good news as well, next.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Bands on the Beach. Every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the vacancy in District 4, including I just yesterday got all of the names from the governor's office of people who applied for the Escambia District 4 open commission seat. First to report that, and you can read their statements and see the names on our Facebook page. You want to check that out. Also had an extended conversation about the 60 Minutes interview with Pope Francis. Very interesting stuff. And a conversation about retention ponds and zoning issues on the wrap. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just feeding this in from your iPod Nano, or what's going on here?
No, I am not. That's a song. I looked it up. I'm like, this is a song, correct? Because I know we've made mistakes where it's like
recorded on a Razer cell phone. You don't remember the Razers, do you?
No, I do not. But I will say that. Well, if I do, I don't remember them by that name. I will say this though. Yeah, we have had a couple songs on this song bank that we have here that like the quality is horrible. Yeah. I don't know what's caused that. I've heard songs though on our song bank that sound worse than that one, like in quality. So I think we're lucky.
Yeah. All right. 4:53 here at Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Friday, our favorite day. Recapping our top three stories today, the Israeli military confirming today they've recovered the bodies of three more hostages who were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack. A married couple from the U.S. serving as missionaries in Haiti, killed by gang members there yesterday, last night. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker posted the news on Facebook saying the missionaries were his daughter and son-in-law, Davey and Natalie Lloyd. Also in Ohio, there's going to be a special session for the legislature next week, it looks like, in an effort to get President Biden on the state ballot. The Ohio code requires that officials certify ballots 90 days before elections. That would be August 7th. The problem is that the Democratic National Convention isn't until August 19th. So either there's a special session to pass a law, or President Biden isn't on Ohio's ballot. I would say that the getting him on the ballot is probably the more likely outcome here. Top three stories there. Final check of the roads and weather this hour, Austin.
Well, let's see. It's the same three spots that we've touched on basically the entirety of this hour. Well, actually, no, now it's four spots as of the latest update. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, passing Pine Forest Road, we do still have some minor backups there, and we have some pretty heavy congestion on Pine Forest Road itself if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Let's see. Still have some very minor backups that have developed. This is where Highway 87 meets Navarre Parkway. And if you start traveling eastbound on the parkway towards the bridge heading to Navarre Beach, be on the lookout for that. But the last major spot is going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather looks nice for Memorial Day weekend with sunshine in the skies, a few clouds, and hardly a chance for rain at all. Some of the inland areas might see a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm, but even there, the rain chance is on the low side. So the weather will be pretty calm here, and we're expecting, as far as the beaches go, just a moderate risk of rip currents for Sunday and Monday, so it will get a little bit rougher with a slightly stronger wind. But enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. Looking at our wackier stories making the rounds today. Austin, did you see the video from Wheel of Fortune last night?
No, I did not.
It's funny. We love funny stuff around here. Quite memorable in one of Pat Sajak's final episodes. So it was a toss-up puzzle. Okay. Which I believe, because it's been a long time since I've watched a full episode of Wheel of Fortune, but I believe it's the one where you know, you're not spinning the wheel necessarily, but the puzzle starts blank, and then letters just come like one at a time, and then when you think you got it, like anybody can just buzz in.
Right.
Right? So during this puzzle, it was a four-word one. Most of the words in the were exposed. Like, you could tell it was okay. In the. And then for the fourth word, a four-letter word,
Oh, jeez.
It was a B to start and then one T at the end.
Okay.
All right. So you got that?
Uh-huh.
Here's what happened.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No. Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it, I think, yeah. Much better answer.
Man, I was trying to think, what else could it be? And I was thinking boat, boot. That those don't even make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the best.
That pesky S there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there are two T's in butt, and our distinguished sir who guessed right in the butt just saw the B and the T and said, it's got to be butt, man. And nope, that's not how it went. So very funny there.
Yeah, no, that is funny. Hey, mom is taking... Now, this one's... This one's not as much funny. It is concerning. A mom is taking to Reddit to ask for legal advice after she found out a daycare worker put ankle weights on her 2-year-old son. She says she only found out because she showed up early last Friday to pick him up. The daycare says they had to use them to protect other kids, and here's the reason. He's a little bit bigger than his contemporaries. What does him being a little bit bigger have to do anything? They're not wrestling, are they?
Well, I mean, I think that's what they're
racing?
Saying. It's like, no, like, because he's bigger and he's probably faster, bigger, better built than other kids of his age, is that he is more prone to causing accidents that may harm other kids.
Oh, come on.
One of the first
times... That's what you're supposed to watch him for.
One of the first times that... We dropped Miha off in the church nursery.
Yeah.
There was a boy her age that was quite a bit bigger than she was. Now, they weren't, they weren't crawling yet or whatever, but I'm telling you, man, it happens like that. We went in to pick her up, and she had like a small gash like on her forehead because the little guy who was like a freaking chunky boy... And listen, I had to throw up knuckles. We fought.
I threw down with a fat kid.
I threw down with a little chunky 1-year-old. It was about six months older. Wow. It happens.
It does. It happens, I suppose.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. I had to defend my Miha's honor.
Yes,
as
I can see that.
Any good father would. 4:59, we will take a break here. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now.